This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2020 Pisces New Moon. The new moon takes place on February 23rd, 2020 at 7:31 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:31 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 4 degrees Pisces, 28 minutes. Emotional waters are roiling under the Pisces new moon. Pisces may be gentle, but don't underestimate its power. This sign connects to all that is, above, in, and under the water. It transmits, it permeates, and with enough repeated contact, it reshapes. And is it ever empowered now? One reason is the heightened Piscean presence in the sky. Not just the sun and moon, but two planets are in the sign as well. Messenger god Mercury, retrograde and cruising toward the new moon, and dreamy Neptune, ruler of Pisces, master of illusion, and keeper of the cosmic fog machine. The stellium is enveloping our minds, messages, emotions, and beings in soft, misty, all-connecting water. The second reason, the sign's potentials are coming to consciousness and into physical reality. This moon comes with both a bridge and an open door, which may be oddly connected. The bridge may be easier to access consciously. The door may well appear unbidden. The bridge comes from a tight opportunity aspect between the moon and action hero Mars. In practical, work on it, Capricorn. Lovely Piscean attributes. Poetry, sweetness, gentleness, compassion, inspiration, magic can pour into, soften, and grace our dogged efforts. You can harness this link to go with the flow and lessen the sensation of striving. The open door is trickier. It comes from the same type of opportunity aspect between the moon and radical awakening Uranus in here and now, Taurus. The door has a brigadoon-like quality, showing up on its own schedule with Uranus zapping the waters with electricity, agitation, and synchronicities. You'll know when it's arrived, when you encounter the startling, the unexpected, the shake-up, which may turn out to be a gift from on high. Whether you choose to use the bridge, whether you engage with the door and its lightning, this new moon has a decidedly faded quality. From the moon's trine to the Cancer North Node, each choice, each development, each lapping of waters adjusts the sails and points you on a course that feels increasingly inescapable. If you have a destination in mind, sail for it. The waters should carry you along easily, no matter if empirical evidence or your conscious mind gainsays the course. Intuition, hunches, and lucky guesses are more effective than logic under this moon. Pain may be a part of the journey. The nodes are making a T-square to Chiron in Aries, stirring wounds related to leadership, risk-taking, acting without support, and the phenomenon currently in vogue as toxic masculinity. Mars, the ruler of Aries, is weighting down the south node's end of the T-square's tension, delivering a kick to get out of the old, staid, shall we say, patriarchal ways. The configuration adds paradoxical textures to the boundary-blurring, unity consciousness of the Pisces new moon. The T-square's pressure is forcing taking action and responsibility in a stop-blaming-others-and-grow-up mode. The challenge is doing this in the midst of the rest of humanity, and all its pains and woes and illusions. Perhaps the kick is the force needed to propel us out of those waters and into our own intactness and autonomy. Being in the world, but not of it, comes to mind. So, work with the tide. Watch for bridges and take them or welcome arrivals down them. Watch for doors and at least peer through, if not enter them. Watch for lightning and harness it. Ride the waves. Let the water move you out of stuck places, baggage anyone, and into compassion, forgiveness, and much more. Look for rough magic. Make rough magic. your inspirational image, Caliban summoning a storm. You can harness the power of Pisces with my internal guidance system, guided visualization, which is available in the shop at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal and oversee lively discussions on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. You'll find me on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.